Hello and welcome to the podcast at Finding Direction. This is Jim coming to you from Iztapaluca, Mexico. Hello everyone and welcome to another podcast. It is the 25th of February, 2010. I realized it's been a while since I've done a podcast. And sometimes talking is easier than typing anyway. And sometimes it's not. But I wanted to give you just a bit of an update, especially about the ministry in Chalco, and a few other things as well. Most of you know, I think, about the disastrous flood in Chalco that happened this month, of sewage water flooding over people's cars into people's houses, and we were there for quite a while serving breakfasts to a few of the people in Chalco, as the while the floodwaters were still there, and then as they began to recede. I think Rod said that we served about 3,000 breakfasts altogether. So we had our last breakfast on Saturday, this past Saturday, and we are working towards what we are going to do next. So we were able to help quite a few people a little bit. Again, it's just a drop in the bucket compared to the number of people that were affected by the flood, but we're just trying to help out any way we can. We've appreciated the help of many of you in from your donations, helping us out with some things, and also people here that have given sacrificially of their time and resources. So we are have been able to help a little bit. Now, this is only the beginning of what we're doing. We have been buying and putting together some what we call here despensas, which are basically provisions, mainly food provisions. And we bought a few that you can buy them pre-packaged in boxes. So we bought a few. I think we might have, I don't know, maybe 40 or 50. And then a day or two ago, Rod and I went to Sam's Club and we bought a whole bunch of ingredients to put into despensas. So we got huge bags of rice and beans and some cans of jalapenos and some coffee and some just all kinds of different things. And cooking oil, tuna. Anyway, lots of different things in hopes that we can make the money go a little further that we have and either make bigger and better despensas or more despensas or however it works out. So we went and filled up the back of Rod's van with some of those things, and on this Friday night, tomorrow night, the youth of the church are going to actually put together the despensas and put in probably a New Testament and some literature and various things that will be helpful to the people in Chalco. We will probably be giving those out over the next few weeks here. Now, that was only the beginning, too. We'll probably do that one or two more times, buy some more materials and ingredients and make some more despensas and give them out. And the idea is, while we're giving them out, we can invite people to a special service. So what we're going to do is we're going to have rent a party hall in the middle of the area that was flooded. Lord willing, we're maybe going to look at that today and see what we can do. And then we can invite people to a special Thanksgiving service, a time of Thanksgiving that the floodwaters have gone down and so on. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. But our hope is that we can, again, help people and also make it clear that we're doing it in Jesus' name and make some long-term contacts with some of these people that we've gotten to know, having served breakfast in the same area for quite a while. At the beginning, we were able to build some relationships, and then we made some new relationships in some of the new areas we went to. So we actually served breakfast, I think, in three different areas. I wasn't there every day, so I could be wrong, but it was at least three. So that's pretty exciting. So we're hoping, if you want to pray, you can certainly pray. You can still give as well if you want, and the information is on the website here. But if you want to pray for the service in particular, that will be happening, Lord willing, on the 14th of March. The 14th of March, which is a Sunday. So what will happen is our church here in Santa Barbara, Iztapaluca, will go over to the neighborhood in Chalco, and we will basically have our service there. It'll be a bit of a unique service. So we're just starting to think about how we're going to put that together and what that's going to be like. It would be great if you could be involved through prayer for that service in particular. So that's basically what's happening with the whole Chalco thing. Of course, all the normal things are still going on that we're involved in. Sherry is right now at her, as her Amigas del Alma class, her baking class. I believe they're making cobbler this morning. And Sherry made some at home to try it out, and let me tell you, it was good. So that class has been going very well. I'm continuing to teach the Teclado class, as I mentioned earlier in the blog. And I was working on preparing my next class this morning. The Hannah and Nathaniel have been busy. Hannah just finished her exams, and so she was busy studying a lot last week. And Nathaniel is in the middle of his exams this week. So we've been studying with him each night and working hard with him. So we'll see how he does. But he's been doing pretty good. He's been, as far as we're concerned, he's been learning lots and progressing, and so we're pretty happy with that. I have been sick, and I haven't been deathly ill in bed too many times, although a little bit over the last couple of weeks. But it is does include migraine, but it has not only been migraine. I've had probably a couple other issues that I've been dealing with, and I've been seeing the doctor here in Iztapaluca, and I was on antibiotics all last week, and I think we're going to have to move on to something else, because I'm still not feeling very well. He isn't sure, I don't think, exactly what the problem is, but I've been dealing with pain and nausea and things of that nature, so it hasn't been very fun. So that has set me back a little bit. I've kind of tried to keep going, and in hoping that, you know, even after last week, hoping that maybe the antibiotics have just thrown me off a little bit, and I just need to keep moving, and soon I'll feel better, but it hasn't quite been working out that way. So anyway, I hope to get back to see him. I'm going into Puebla to get the results of some tests I had there that were related to migraine. Unfortunately, the doctor sounds like double booked himself, and I won't be able to go when I was hoping tomorrow, but looks like it'll be next week. I'll be going to Puebla to see what I can find out from him. So yeah, that's kind of been a little throwing me off a little bit, as I've been juggling doctors and medications and various things and trying to figure out when it's best to stop and take a rest and when I should just force myself to keep going. But it could be a lot worse. I have been able to, most days, keep going and get things done, so it's not as bad as it could be. But certainly, you don't want things like this to drag out. You want to find solutions if possible. So anyway, that is the situation with that. It has been an interesting month in a lot of ways, partly because of the flooding. So a lot of the things that I plan to have completed by now aren't completed. And one of those things is the chronological Bible study and some other things for the new church. And that has been delayed somewhat, but I'm hoping in the next few days to be able to meet with some other people from the church and nail some things out as far as each study is concerned. So anyway, it's been a different month than expected. I guess every month pretty much is a different month than expected. Nothing ever seems to turn out quite the way we expect, but anyway, this month has been especially so. The good news is I did more or less finish my course, which I was taking, what's it called now? Worldview Issues in Cross-Cultural Ministry, I believe. So I just finished that. I say more or less because I haven't actually got my feedback from my last assignment yet. So, but it is more or less finished as far as the major work I need to do for it, so I am thankful to have that out of the way. It was a very useful course. I was already working on some of those topics as I was going through this, working on this new Bible study. So it came at a good time, and I didn't have to pay for it, because I was a pioneer of the course. So I'm thankful that I had the opportunity to do that. So that's a little update for you. I won't take up any more of your time, but thanks for listening. And the buzzer is ringing, so I have to go anyway. We'll talk to you later.